Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, because this day is for you. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. My first meet and greet has arrived. We are celebrating 1,700 shows, although today is actually 1,705. And every show is a milestone. And I am having a meet and greet. It will be in Fulton, Missouri. It is at the Barnyard Smokehouse. I will be set up. I hope to be set up by 5:30. You can come anytime you want. I think it's open till 8 o'clock. And have your supper. Go have a little dinner. Take a veteran to supper tonight. I will have the cake. Supper's on you and the cake's on me. This is at 5009 Pendergrass Road in Fulton, Missouri. Look up the Barnyard Smokehouse. A company that oversees this is called it's called Central Missouri Meat and Sausage. And so you can look that up on the Wild Web. You can look that up on the World Wide Web. But I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. We're celebrating 1,700 shows, but like I said, this is 1,705 today. Last week was 1,700. And I have the cake. And it is beautiful. About made me cry when I saw it, because it's got the logo for each one of the armed force services and its military branches. And it's a beautiful cake. It's going to make me cry to cut it. But I will cut it, and I will serve it up. That's what I'm going to do. And we hope to have some patriotic music going on. I can't find my CDs this morning, but I hope to have them going on. And I might even sing a song or two to you. How's that? I might, if I can find my music. Oh, we have Walter from Michigan. Walter, how are you today?
I'm doing so good I can hardly stand it. How about you, Beth?
Well, I'm having a good day so far. What's on your mind today, Walter?
Okay, I called about the 2016 Al Smith dinner that Trump and Hillary both attended.
Okay.
And the speech is on YouTube,
okay.
The full speech that Trump gave.
Okay.
He's been going to this dinner ever since he's been a child with his father. And he says he's a Protestant, yet he speaks like a Catholic at this dinner.
Well, it is a Catholic dinner, isn't it? It's that they have bring in the candidates on an election year, isn't
yeah.
that what they do? Okay.
Well, he made it in his speech. He says, you've got to do something about the bias, the anti-Catholic bias, he says, and speaking great glowing terms. And the Pope of Rome is saying that the United States, that's us, for our own good, need to be put under world government.
Yeah, I'm not.
Him being a globalist and a former Jesuit cardinal, he's a globalist and a socialist communist.
Yeah, he seems to be leaning that way.
Well, where did Trump go after he went to see the Arabs and the Israelis? Went to see the Pope of Rome, where his wife gave the Pope a rosary to bless, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
The issue is, I believe this is what we're walking into is the system of the Antichrist.
Well, we will see. You know, they said that with President Barack Obama. They've said that with so many different
leaders.
I never
did. Well, I never did. I've been a Protestant for a long time, and I know what the Protestants 500 years ago said about the Pope of Rome. They said the same thing then that God's word still says today, as described in Revelation chapter 17 and 13.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move on. Your point has been taken, and people can go see that on YouTube if they want to watch that speech. I appreciate the call, Walter. Thank you very much. I do have an announcement to make. I think I just buried it. Here it is. This came to me in an email yesterday. Now, this is Veterans Weekend. And today I want to make a shout-out, a happy birthday to all the Marines, because it is the birthday of the Marine Corps today. And I would be in mucho trouble if I did not say that, because my brother is a Marine. So I have to make sure that I give the Marine Corps their just due. So today we say happy birthday to the Marines, and thank all of our veterans for their service, all of them. And but this came to me yesterday. At Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery and the American Legion 10th District will host a Veterans Day ceremony. And this will take place tomorrow at 10:55 in the morning at the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. If you need to know any information as to where it is, this is in St. Louis, Missouri. Excuse me. The number to call is 314-845-8320. That's 314-845-8320. And the extension is 4101. Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery Chapel. They are hosting a Veterans Day ceremony. I'm thinking it'll be a beautiful time. It's at 10:55 tomorrow morning, and I wanted to get that shouted out to you. Tonight, I will be honoring the vets with a meet and greet for me. It's kind of promoting the show, actually. That's what I'm doing, but it was appropriate that it be Veterans Day weekend, and I have a cake that I'm not buying everybody supper. Supper's on you, but cake's on me. They gave me permission to bring a cake, and I went and got the plates and forks, all that I need to feed you tonight. So I was kind of on a roll yesterday. Again, this is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, 877-895-5410. I received this email, and, I get all kinds of emails. Now, this one is from... And this is from the Claire McCaskill Corner. And it's an Internet Association of Changes, of course. The Internet Changes course. And supports bipartisan, catch that word, legislation aimed at online sex trafficking. Why on earth would they claim bipartisan for something that's against the law, something that is abhorrent, but they got to be bipartisan about it? Well, I had to write them back. Because she's patting herself on the back because she's promoting this and she's encouraging this and she's put her stamp of approval on this Internet Association Changes course as it supports bipartisan legislation aimed at online sex trafficking. So we're supposed to pat her on the back because she's against sex trafficking, online sex trafficking. Well, I had a little something to say about that to Miss Claire McCaskill. And I sent back an email. I was kind of on a roll yesterday. I should have been doing work, but I was on a roll. And I will share you what I wrote to Claire McCaskill when we come back. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have what they sent back to me, too. It's pretty comical. 877-895-5410. It's Free for All Friday. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead, say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, this is what I wrote back to this email for Claire McCaskill. There is nothing bipartisan about Senator Claire McCaskill. Seriously, catching human trafficking should be a humanity issue, not politics. There should be no question about such a stance. But then the Socialist Democrat Party runs close with Hollywood perverts and need to redeem themselves by posting that they stand against human sex trafficking. How sick, desperate, and pathetic. And I signed my name and who I was. And this is what I returned. This is what I got back after I wrote to them. Thank you for contacting the office of United States Senator Claire McCaskill. We welcome your communication and look forward to hearing from you. Unfortunately, this mailbox is not monitored. If you would like to send a message to Senator Claire McCaskill, please visit the following website at clairemccaskill.senate.gov. Business hours. You may reach the office immediately by calling 202-224-6154. Thank you again for contacting the office of Senator Claire McCaskill. Do you not think it's peculiar that they have to pat themselves on the back that they're against sex trafficking, human sex trafficking, and dare to say I'm bipartisan on that? It just infuriates me. It absolutely infuriated me yesterday when I saw that. Seriously, you're going to pat yourself on the back, and I'm supposed to say hoorah, hoorah for Senator Claire McCaskill because she's standing against human sex trafficking. Well, I have another group that emails me, and I might have actually requested their emails, thinking they were something other than what they were. They're called Patriotic Millionaires. And they are never Trumpers. They hate the Republican Party. They are all about being Democrats. So I received their email, and their email is putting down the tax plan, which, of course, I'm not real happy with either. But their reasoning is crazy. And they go on in this and talk about how they believe that they should be paying their fair share. As millionaires, as wealthy people, they should be paying their fair share and that the legislation and the tax reform should reflect that. That's my paraphrase. I agree. But this is what I wrote to the Patriotic Millionaires. And the one that I get them from is Sam Quigley. And I put, "Hello, Mr. Quigley." I do like that name because you know that's my favorite movie, Quigley Down Under. However, he's no Matthew Quigley. Okay, I've got a phone call, but I'm going to ask Skits if you'll be patient. Just wait for me till I get done with this. My honest and sincere message with real heartfelt questions. I signed up for these emails thinking I stumbled on another patriotic group that is taking a stand for Americans and excited that you are all wealthy men and women. But that isn't what I've been reading in your email messages. Do you believe in a constitutional republic? And I capitalized constitution and I capitalized republic. Or, lowercase, the democracy that many keep talking about. Do you truly want to make a difference with your wealth or just make noise and obstruct the elected president? There is a place on every tax return to volunteer to give more. Have the patriotic millionaires done this to show their hearts are sincere? This nation is broke. You and I both know that. I have sacrificed all to wake Americans up to the fact of who they are and what this country should be and was founded to be. I admire the fact that you are wealthy. I am not. But my dedication to this country shows more sacrifice. Now, I wasn't trying to pat myself on the back with this. Show me your willingness to sacrifice and stand for our republic. Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Many sacrificed life. Many lost their fortunes. But not one gave up their sacred honor. My challenge to the patriotic millionaires is to follow the example of our founding fathers in the last of the pledge. And pledge your sacred honor to our republic, not any political party establishment or socialist agenda that is outside the Constitution of the United States of America. The parties, all of them, are working on their careers, not on our nation's economic health and stability. Americans should all have common denominator, and that should be to stand for liberty. A patriotic, less than middle class citizen. And I signed my name and who I was and the phone number and my website. I have not heard back from Mr. Quigley. We're going to go to Skits in Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Well, I would like to call to your attention the former Senator Barney Frank, when these senators come out against sex trafficking in a bipartisan fashion, well, sex trafficking is probably one of the few true the partaking in the fruits of sex trafficking is probably one of the more few bipartisan activities of the House of Congress and Senate. Not to mention the international banking circles.
It's pretty bad, isn't it, Skits?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that people aren't talking about. And I tried to get an organization that is exposing this on the air 2 years ago. And I talked to them, and I wanted to interview them, and they decided not to use radio. And I guess it would be because I'm conservative and controversial, I suppose. But I was kind of brokenhearted about that, because how else are you going to tell the people if you don't get on the air and tell the people?
I do know that I think if you look on the InfoWars website, there is a guest that Alex has had on. He was like former Special Forces. He's decided to pick this particular bone.
What is his name?
Do global
you remember his
elite.
Name? Do you remember his name? I think I've had him on before.
I think it might be Matt Bracken, but I am not
okay.
positive.
Okay.
But you may go to Alex's website and do a search.
Okay.
And
Alex should go to my website once in a while, don't you think?
He probably will.
He's making millions and I can't make a profit. We're going to promote Alex Jones. Skits, I'd forgive
well,
you.
No. No.
Yes. My website is csctalkradio.com, just for anyone who would like to know.
There you go. But you know what? He's one of the things that I see him doing is trying to build a coalition of, you know, organize as many people who are like-minded, and to, you know, the more
okay,
hands
okay.
we can
All right.
muster
I,
on the bumper of pushback.
I agree in working together. You know that I agree in working together, and I have done that with many talk show hosts. But point well taken. They are hypocrites in D.C., and we know that they participate in a lot of this, and I appreciate
now,
it.
Now, I have a solution for the endangered species and the wolf problem. You pack up the wolves, turn them loose on Wall Street and K Street, and they can all protect the endangered
species. I don't
species.
Know. I think those are all wolves there. They may run in packs together.
No. The wolves have a higher... the real wolves have an ethic level. These people don't.
That's true. All right.
Anyway,
appreciate it.
Flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Skids. I received a spoof yesterday, and I'm going to wait till we come back to share this with you. Now, it's a spoof, so it's meant to be semi-funny, okay? It's meant to be semi-comical. So, we are going to share that when we come back. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. And my website is csctalkradio.com, and you can listen there daily. You can listen later. You can go back and listen, and you can download apps for your phone. csctalkradio.com, you're listening to that with Beth Ann, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, brushstrokes and balladeers. The M-Bar, the call of the cow country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. Received this yesterday, and I'm going to tell you one more time, this is meant to be a joke. Okay? It's meant to be a joke. I tweeted it out because I thought it was funny. And somebody sent it to me. And I posted it on the Facebook page. And in the tweet and on the Facebook page, I prefaced it with, I know nothing. So, right out the gate, I'm going to tell you, this is fake news, okay? This is meant to be a joke. It says, CDC reports people with dirt on Clinton's have 843% greater risk of suicide. According to a report from the Center of Disease Control released on Thursday, people with inside compromising knowledge of Bill and Hillary Clinton's financial and political dealings are 843% more likely to commit suicide. We've never seen a single risk factor cause a spike of this magnitude. A CDC spokesman told reporters, interestingly, in spite of their increased suicide risk, people with dirt on the Clintons rarely show any warning signs of suicide, and they never have a suicide note. Remarking about how abnormal it is, the spokesman again stressed the significance of the data. Therefore, we advise any American with detrimental information about Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation to forget about it as quickly as possible to avoid a greatly increased probability of taking your own life, he cautioned. And in quotes at the end, he says, and I swear, that's all we know. Clintons are dirty. There's no doubt about it. But that is a joke. It's not a real report from the CDC, okay? Bergdahl. The Army is deliberating on $300,000 while he was in captivity payback. Do you think he should get paid back for that time he was in captivity? Should get back pay? The Army is deliberating whether convicted deserter Bo Bergdahl is entitled to nearly $300,000 in back pay for his 5 years in captivity. Of course, Bergdahl, who avoided prison time after pleading guilty to desertion, he's a deserter, never would have been captured by the Taliban had he not walked off his base in Afghanistan back in 2009. Based on the results of trial, the Army is reviewing Sergeant Bergdahl's pay and allowances. Lieutenant Colonel Randy Taylor told Army Times, his final pay and allowances will be determined in accordance with DOD policy and Army regulation. The first step is waiting for the Army commander in authority to approve the sentence handed down to Bergdahl, which was a dishonorable discharge and reduction in rank in addition to escaping prison time, Army Times reported. Then the process of determining what, if any, Bergdahl might be entitled to for his years in captivity. Well, I'm thinking that that $300,000 should go to those who lost their lives trying to save this deserter rather than to him. What do you think? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to have to get Bill Bullard back on. I have an article about a lawsuit. It says the Oklahoma ranchers, they vote down the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association attempt to increase their taxes. Now, if you remember, we've talked about some of these before. And today, the Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, it was yesterday, won a victory against the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association and their corporate out-of-state interests. In an announcement, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry announced in a vote of 1998 to 2506, the Oklahoma beef checkoff referendum had been defeated. Now, we have talked about the beef checkoff before, and we need to get Bill Bullard back on and talk about it again. And Bill Bullard, the CEO of RCAF USA, stated, "We were proud to stand with our Oklahoma members to ensure justice was carried out during this election. It is good to know that in America, if you stand up for what is right, you can still win. But you do have to stand up." We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, it's a sunny day here. I'll take that.
You know, the sun is shining here, so that is beautiful.
We had snow blowing around in the air today.
I don't want any of that just yet.
I don't need it at all. And our trees are staying green real late this year.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't understand. About Bergdahl. Well, first, I'm sure glad to hear you're going to a meet and greet.
I am.
I hope that brings some people of interest that are interested in your broadcast.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Go for it. I'm going to miss that not trying that cake.
Yeah. You know, I didn't go with chocolate cake. I didn't go with white cake. I went with marble cake. I thought it looks more like camo. How do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Camo on it. It's cool.
It's a camel cake. Camouflage chocolate and white.
Oh, wow. That sounds real good. First and also, I want to try it in here about people supporting your broadcast. I really want people to get on the bandwagon here. Now, about Bergdahl, I have an easy comparison. There's a man named Bobby Garwood. Hmm. I brought it up to you before. Most people won't even know the name. But he's the only man to escape from Vietnam, after the war, after 14 years of captivity.
Wow.
His story is so amazing of what this country can do to somebody to keep their mouth shut. Hmm. He spent 14 years in Vietnam. He got himself out by hook and crook in Hanoi. Name's Bobby Garwood. Well-known story.
Garwood?
And Garwood.
Got it.
Bobby Garwood.
Okay.
And look him up. It's one of the most sad stories I've ever heard. He was something like 10 days from leaving the country, and he was taken prisoner. They said he deserted. And he was going back to meet his childhood sweetheart to marry her in 10 days. And they said he deserted. He did not. He ended up in all the camps, knew everything on the prisoner of war stuff. When he came back, they had to slam him to the ground down at base down here in southeast where they took him, Lejeune.
Okay.
And they persecuted him down there. Then they drummed him out of the Marine Corps with disarmable discharge. They didn't give him $1, not $1, after 14 years as a prisoner of war. And he had so much information he could have revealed, but they wanted to bury him without, they couldn't.
He had information against the United States or information against Vietnam?
Well, about the Vietnam prisoner of war situation.
Okay.
The POW. He knew of the people that were left behind and so forth.
Okay.
He had location.
We do need to look that up. Bobby Garwood. We're heading into a break. Kevin, thank you for always remembering. Kevin sends in a donation every month. I appreciate it so much. And this month I am really, really hurting and needed it. Thank you so much. We're having a little trouble meeting the bills this month, but I appreciate everything you do, Kevin, and thank you so much. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's Free for All Friday, and I'll still take a few calls if you want to give a call in at 877-895-5410. I do have some things I want to share with you real quick here. I have this poll. You know, I love the polls. I don't believe the polls, but I'll share them with you every now and then. But it says 82% of Trump voters say they'd do it again. Well, before you get all excited about that, 78% say that voted for Hillary Clinton said they'd do it again. And I'm thinking, crazy cult. It's a crazy cult. 40% of independents would vote the Democrat in 2020. They don't know who it is, but they're going to vote the Democrat. I find that to be a ridiculous statement. I don't know who's going to run, but I'm going to run vote for them. So we're about people. We're about party, not people or constitution. That says 7% of the Trump voters would vote for someone else. 78 of Hillary would vote for Hillary again. 76% of Trump voters would vote for Trump again. 74% of Republicans would vote for Trump again. 17% of Republicans are undecided on who they would vote for in 2020. And I think, again, they don't have any knowledge of the Constitution. Not that Trump's 100% Constitution, I'm not saying that, but Hillary Clinton is 100% not. She admits being a socialist. The Democrat Party admits being a socialist. Well, I have an article here, and I'm going to try and share it with you. It's kind of lengthy, but I think it is very well written and very well spoken, and it's by John Andrews. He's the former president of Colorado Senate, he was with the Centennial Institute, okay? Want him to succeed? You bet I do. What conservative wouldn't? That's what he's talking about. Trump 1 year later is what it's titled. And I'm thinking, he says, what conservative wouldn't? I'm thinking, what American wouldn't? Why would you want your president to succeed unless he's doing something against the Constitution? He has only said he wants to make America great again, but everybody seems to hate that. Okay, here's his article. Let's work through the logic, if any, of someone saying they're on the right or the center right, yet getting up every morning and basically rooting against President Trump, not for him. Very odd. You're an American conservative. You believe in liberty, limited government, free markets, personal responsibility, Judeo-Christian moral youth, truth. You want our country to be one common culture, not a multicultural melange. To protect these things, you believe in national sovereignty, secure borders, and a defense second to none. You love our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. You regard the Republican Party as our most valuable voluntary association outside the church because it is the Constitution's most faithful defender at this time. Now, these are his words, okay? So that's who you are. That's what you believe. And on that basis, would you want your Republican president, Donald Trump, to succeed or fail during the next 3 years of his elected term? It's an easy call for me. I'd want him to succeed, of course. Not because I uncritically rever him or think that he's the ideal leader of these United States, but because he's the alternative. His failure and the ascendancy of Democrats for Congress in 2018 and for the White House in 2020 would have bad consequences for America and the world. It remains a binary choice, despite what some of my friends, too smart and high-minded of their own good interest during Trump's 2016 contest against Hillary Clinton, and what they continue insisting even now, 1 year long ago, his wonderful upset victory. Either the president keeps racking up points on the political and policy scoreboard, or the left progressive side gets the upper hand and regains power. Those are the only options. There's no third way. It's on my mind because I recently happened to remark on Facebook, in the connection with the National Review, a magazine I've long loved, and have said the same about the Weekly Standard and Commentary, enough with the Trump derangement. I was referring to the editor's obsessive magnifying his every misstep and endlessly spinning scenarios of doom around the man, to which an old friend with sterling non-conservative credentials dating from the Reagan White House took umbrage, volleying back at me. Those of us conservatives who oppose Trump do not do so because we are deranged, but because we love our country far more than our party. Trump is a moral man and about devout, and how about devout Christian can overlook, let me start over with that sentence. Trump is an amoral man, and how devout Christians can overlook his bigotry, his treatment of women, his inability to admit that he has ever done anything that requires him to ask God forgiveness, his continuance lying beyond my understanding. I approve of many of his policies and applaud his selection he's made for judgeships, but what doth his profit a man if he gains the Supreme Court but loses his soul? And he said, I returned reply, policies, bingo, you said it. The people sensibly, eye wide open, chose Trump over Hillary 1 year ago, and he's the only president we have until 2020. Replace him then with someone better, not a wild lefty, he says. Imaginable, but unlikely. I can't find reference to the Constitution, to the chief executive as a moral exemplar, or to whose soul gets lost. Unpalatable choices come with politics in a fallen world. How shall we make the best of it? It's too long for me to finish this. But John, thank you. Thank you. They have focused in on things of Donald Trump, the president, from years and years ago. They have misspoke his remarks, misunderstood them. He is not a saint, don't get me wrong. But he is the president of the United States. He is doing good. And he's trying to do better, but Congress is obstructing him. Why can't we come together for liberty, as I said to the patriotic millionaires? It's not about party. It's about people. We the people. The republic. The constitutional republic. Think about that. I hope I can see some of you tonight at the meet and greet. It's my first one. We're going to do some more, and hopefully we can get to a point one day we can travel and do some in your state or in another part of Missouri even. I have some stations across Missouri as well as Illinois and Kansas and Texas and, on beyond. I would love to come and meet and greet. Today, this weekend is Veterans Weekend, and I am celebrating for them. And I will have a cake. Supper's on you, cake's on me. I hope to see you there to bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.